Welcome to Soul of an Empath, the podcast that helps empaths to feel loved, seen, heard, and understood in all areas of your life. Now here's your host, Tiffany Cano.
Welcome back to another Soul of an Empath podcast with Tiffany Cano. Today, I have an awesome, soul-filled, newly moved to Texas, yeehaw cowgirl on the line. I am going to be bringing on Jill Stein from Rise Up and Shine. And Jill, through the law of attraction and an understanding of how powerful a manifestation mindset and a strong spiritual foundation can be, Jill's created a life for herself that's filled with peace and joy every day. Her passion in life is to help others attain the same. Jill is an intuitive guide and uses channeling and intuitive coaching to help her clients navigate through some of life's biggest challenges. And I think we can all use some of that. She's a prenatal medium and connects expecting mothers and parents that are adopting with the souls of their babies, which sounds really exciting. And I want to learn more about how she does that and what that entails. This exciting connection helps the parent-child bond begin even before physical connection begins. In addition to her readings, Jill runs Rise Up and Shine with her business partner, Tiffany Kiefer. So a different Tiffany. Jill and Tiffany are manifestation coaches and help others create the lives they desire and deserve through meetups, retreats, programs, and coaching, private coaching. Tiffany and Jill are both award-winning speakers and published authors. So welcome, Jill.
Hello. So excited.
Yes. I remember, you know, having those moments when I found out that I was pregnant, that I was trying to like connect with the soul. And even before that happened, I remember tuning in and like seeing sparkles and blips and smiles from the baby to be. In my particular case, it wasn't the destiny for the soul to survive, but I loved the spiritual components of it and the connecting at that soul level. So I definitely want to hear more about it, you know, from you. So talk to me about your journey and what excites you the most about helping people tap into their spiritual support.
You know, my journey really started blossoming not long after I lost my dad. And I was really, really searching for help to get through it and what my next step was going to be. And he was my best friend. And I just was kind of lost. And I ended up becoming a hospice volunteer. And I think, honestly, I did it because I wanted to be closer to death. I wanted to understand it more. But what it led to was really just more of an understanding of the universe and our connection and how much more we are than just what we see here on this planet in our bodies. And I became a hands-on healer and I worked with animals a lot. And in my work through hospice, I just kept growing and my psychic abilities kept growing and my channeling kept growing. And just after practicing for years and years, I was kind of leaning towards being a death midwife and helping people at the end of life. And then one day somebody mentioned, well, you could also think about being a prenatal medium. And everything in my body just lit up and I was so excited. But my ultimate goal is to help people that are here understand how not alone they are and how much support there is from the other side, from the spiritual realm. So many different amazing beings and entities that are just around us all the time supporting us. And when we can tap into that, not only does life get easier, but everything just gets so much more joyful. And we actually can get a little taste of love, of what real, true, unconditional love is like. And that is, the more people I can lead to that, the more I'll have done what my job is while I'm here.
Love. I think that that is such an important lesson for us to just be unconditionally loving, to live that and radiate that, as this world needs that so desperately. So thank you for, you know, creating that space for people that you work with. Out of curiosity, can you tell me a little bit more about your prenatal medium and intuition work, and what does that look like?
So typically I do, most of my sessions are with people that are expecting or are adopting, and there is no, this happens every time. It is so different every time. I get, you know, I've gotten everything from, I'd like my nursery to be neat and clean, to, you know, life's purpose. And it's the connection that comes through when we can start that connection right off the bat, even before conception. I mean, when we're wanting to invite another being into our family, when we're wanting to open up, to expand, opening that up ahead of time and what we want to offer in that relationship really can help just nurture who's going to come and be our child. Mm-hmm. Open up that invitation. I mean, how amazing would it be? How welcome would somebody feel deciding on who, what family they were going to come into when that line of communication was already open? I love that. And it's so much fun to help people make that start happening and giving them messages that start coming through long before they would have ever even imagined, because everybody thinks you can't talk to your kids until they learn to talk, right? And that's just not the case. And I love bringing those messages through, but what I love even more is teaching people to do it themselves so that they can continue that long after the session with me ends.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And have you discovered parents like having that connection of, oh, this person, this soul has been in my life in previous lifetimes or anything of that nature?
And I definitely get that kind of information coming through. And I think the way every individual parent, prospective parent feels is going to be a little bit different. But definitely that reconnection is so wonderful when we get to feel that. And also, what I'd love to encourage people to understand is nothing is set in stone. And there's so many things that can happen during these sessions and during this communication that can just change things even for the better. You had mentioned that you had connected with a spirit, a soul that wasn't meant to come right at that time. And I have worked with people that we knew that the baby that they had wasn't gonna stay and be born. And it seems and sounds like such a heartbreaking thing to deal with. And it is when it happens to us. What was so wonderful was I was able to work with this mother and this soul of this child, and they were able to connect and talk about what was going to happen and talk about why this wasn't the right timing. And at the beginning of the session, the little girl was saying, you know, it's okay. You know, I'm going to find my way and don't worry. And by the end of the session, she flat out said, I'm going to wait for this mom to get pregnant again. Cause we had opened, set up such a great beginning bond that she said, I'm going to wait. This is where I want to be. So I thought that was super, super neat.
Have you come across any cute dialogues between maybe souls that have had some challenges or enemy types of energies in past lives, and this life, like it was their goal and mission to learn how to love each other?
I haven't done a lot of past life work in my prenatal work. I have in my other coaching, but you know what? I can pretty much guarantee it will come up at some point. And it would be kind of neat to say, okay, here's this karma that you all are clearing while you're here. Let's remember that. It might help people help explain things as they come up. Go, oh yeah, that's probably why I'm feeling this. I say no, but it's funny because I actually have something very similar to that with my own son and some major karmic things going on from another life. So it certainly comes through and it certainly happens. We're with each other over and over again, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've definitely have worked out some karmic stuff between some of my family members and myself, and definitely relationships in general.
Yeah.
So, sure. Talk to me about what you told your parents. What did you share with them?
Tell me when you mean, like, when I got
well, you
here.
You said that there was some information that you shared with your parents.
Information that I've shared with my parents in my sessions. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So not your parents, but the parents in the session. Yeah, yeah. Got it.
That makes sense, though. So, you know, there's been so many amazing things. I just shared a little bit, you know, from, mm-hmm. from that one woman. And, you know, I'll just share some of my favorites. One was, she was a first-time mom and her little one came through loud and clear and said, this is not my first rodeo. The labor is going to be quick and it's going to be easy. So tell her not to worry. And I loved that because even just that power of that suggestion for this first-time mom that was so worried about labor, I'm sure she went into it just feeling so much better. Like, oh yeah, this is going to be a piece of cake. So that was one of my favorites. We've talked about, you know, life goals. A lot of times we'll talk about, okay, some things that somebody's coming to learn, some really powerful things. Like one little man said, I'm going to be in the medical industry. And I was doing this reading actually very cold. It was somebody said, I have a friend who's pregnant and she wants you to let us know what you get. And I said, well, he's going to be in the medical industry and in research, and he's going to make some amazing, amazing breakthroughs on a disease that we don't even know exists yet, that's going to affect the human population.
Wow.
And when I went back to her with all that information, she said, well, she said, both of the parents are in medical research. So I'm like, okay, well then he's coming to the right place because he'll be very well nurtured as he grows and gets educated. So that was super, super
nice.
Yeah.
And I know that I had asked you if there was anything fun, experiential, or guided that you wanted to contribute to us and the listeners. Can you please, was now a good time to offer
such
that?
That would be great. Let's do it. Let's just go through a quick visualization. What I'm really being called to do is let's go through a visualization to open us up to the wisdom of children. Because that's one thing that I really like to talk about is the wisdom of babies and children, because I remember reading years and years ago that if you ask somebody very young, just as they're learning to talk, do you remember when you were big? A lot of times they'll give you some really pretty amazing information. And we think a baby comes and we're here, we have to teach them everything, but they have so much to teach us. And if we can just dive into that spiritual realm and look into the eyes of a child or even a child that hasn't been born yet, just open up to that wisdom, we can learn and know so much. And another aspect of that is during a session like this, we won't always walk away knowing what we learned. But what we need to do is walk away knowing that something was downloaded to us that we needed. That's going to come in very valuable for us as we move through our lives. So I love this kind of just little meditation visualization. We'll just take a couple minutes if that sounds good.
Yeah.
So anybody that's listening, and of course you, Tiffany, I just invite you to settle into where you're sitting or standing, feeling Mother Earth beneath you, feeling how supported you are, knowing that you're safe. Taking a nice, deep, cleansing breath. Mm. What I'd like to ask you to do at this time, knowing that you're safe, is imagine yourself stepping outside of your body and standing beside you. And as you do this, feeling into that slight disconnection from your human body. Feeling the vastness and the openness of the universe around you. The infinite amount of time before you, the infinite amount of time behind you, and the large space that surrounds you. And now start to think about all the wisdom and support that is at your fingertips, at your beck and call whenever you need it, whenever you're feeling lost, whenever you're trying to make a decision, whenever you're looking for your path. Look around you. Maybe even put your hand on your own shoulder so that you can feel that connection. And then look around you and see, who do you see? Who's coming to you? What support do you see around you? Maybe it's a guardian angel. Maybe it's one of your guides, one of your ancestors. Just open up your heart and your mind and your body and your soul to any wisdom that they'd like to share with you. Any special messages that will help you in your life. Be open to any visions that pop into your head in this moment. Any words that come to you to remember later. Take another deep breath. Just give you a few more seconds to notice any other information that's coming to you. Now, as you look around, whether you saw anybody or not, just say either out loud or in your mind, thank you. Thank you for the support and thank you for anything that you've shared with me today. Feel the love that's coming to you. The connection. The unconditional love, because you are perfect just the way you are. And with that knowing, I invite you to settle back down into your body. Feeling your feet upon the floor. Take one last nice deep cleansing breath in. Letting it out, feeling yourself fully in your body. And when you're ready, you can just come back and listen to the rest of this amazing podcast.
Lovely. Thank you. I'm nice and relaxed.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll move my little piggies and get more grounded if I must. Thank you. Thank you.
I want to just mention something that I don't want to let it go before, you know, as we talk some more, but we talked about unconditional loving. Mm-hmm. And I'm definitely being being guided to also talk about unconditional living. Because if we can
live, what does that mean to you?
What that means to me is, regardless of what's happening around us, regardless of what's happening in our lives, the things that we're going through, the struggles, if we can unconditionally still live with joy and happiness, we can have that healthy detachment to what's going on around us. When we can start mastering that unconditional loving and living, everything just gets better. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love it. And if you've resonated with Jill as I do, I would love for you to connect with her. She's got an amazing free gift for you. Jill, would you like to tell them about that?
Yeah, I would love to offer anybody that wants to talk to me more a half an hour session, and we can tap in and see what comes through, a little bit of life guidance, especially if you're expecting or want to be. I would love to have a session with you. But even if you're not, I'm here to be a spiritual guide in any way that is divinely guided for us on our session. So I have a calendar link and just for you guys, just for this podcast, and you can jump in and book a free half an hour session with me.
Beautiful. And I will absolutely put that link in the show notes so that you can click on it. It's a little too complicated to just say over the air. So just go to the show notes, click on the link, and you'll get a very generous one-on-one half-hour session with Jill. So I would definitely take her up on that heart-centered gift. So please do so. Jill, any final words of wisdom you'd love to share with us as we close?
We're all connected. You're never alone. And open up yourself to all the amazing support that you have, all the spiritual support that's there for you.
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you so very much. Have a beautiful and blessed day, everyone. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Soul of an Empath with Tiffany Cano. If you enjoyed this show, please rate and recommend it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you are listening to it. You can get more information from soulofanempath.com. May you be blessed with love, health, peace, joy, spiritual oneness, prosperity, and abundance. So be it. So be it. So be it.